Yo-Yo Ma may be as well known for playing Appalachian or Mongolian music or tango as he is for playing classical cello. His latest musical journey takes him to Brazil. Featured on Yo-Yo Ma's new CD are some of Brazil's finest and most famous musicians. The group is currently on tour. NPR's Renee Montagne joined them as they warmed up in a concert hall in Los Angeles.
Yo-Yo Ma is perched behind his cello, and singer Rosa Passos is trying out her deep, lush voice on the hall with a bossa nova by Carlos Antonio Jobim.
Vá, minha tristeza, e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser.
The lyrics to this tune, Chega de Saudade, are by a Brazilian poet known for his bossa novas, who once wrote, "Sadness has no end, happiness does." It is this twist, a small shadow complicating joy, that fascinates Yo-Yo Ma and drew him, he says, to Brazil.
This music is a state of mind where what is coded in that very fine line between the conscious and the unconscious includes the happy, the sad, the melancholy, both simplicity and sophistication.
When you say between the conscious and the unconscious, that almost sounds like that time when you're just between waking and sleeping.
It's that morning edition time when when you are sort of half asleep. You actually have access to both your rational and irrational mind, which I actually think is a very creative state.
So that's part of your definition of what's particular about Brazilian music?
Well, that's one of the ways that one could think of it. It actually reminds me of Mozart or Schubert. You may be in a happy piece, but actually suddenly you can have the sky open and you see many, many more dimensions. Brazilian music does have all of those elements.
The roots of this musical sensibility can be found in a musical style dating back to Brazil of the 1800s. It's called the choro. Guitarist Sergio Assad and clarinetist Paquito de Rivera offer this sample. It's so sad, but sort of in a caressing way.
Yes. The word choro means literally a cry.
Sergio Assad, guitarist.
Yes. It began as serenades under the balconies by street musicians. It is sort of combined music practice in the court with the syncopation of the African music. As music evolved and people started to play the same syncopated rhythm faster, it became more of a happy thing.
And that piece was?
That piece is called Naquele Tempo by Pixinguinha, one of the greatest musicians in Brazil of all times. If you relate Brazilian music to American music, he would be the Louis Armstrong.
Pixinguinha loomed so large early in the last century that, like Pelé, he was known by a single name. Clarinetist Paquito de Rivera puts down his instrument and joins in.
His real name was Alfredo da Rocha Viana Filho. And he was a very tall black man, and his grandmother called him Pixinguinha, who means little thing. He was such a lovely character.
Now, if you want to hear how happy a choro can get, here's another by the great Pixinguinha called A Zero. Percussionist Ciro Baptista holds up a round instrument called a pandero and says, imagine, if you will, a soccer ball spinning, in this case across the field at the 1950 World Cup held in Brazil.
Brazil went to the finals against Uruguay and lost the game 1-0. That was the inspiration for this tune that Pixinguinha composed. And about the pandero, is what you call here tambourine.
René, you see Ciro tapping with a different finger on each beat. This is with his right hand, and then he also moves the pandero, and there's a kick which actually creates a slightly irregular groove. So it's actually physically internalizing the sense of another instrument that actually helps. But maybe Paquito can speak about it also.
I play the melody. And this line is precisely what he wants to describe in the football game. You know, ping, pop,
ping, pop. You literally get the sense of the game with the interplay between the clarinet and the cello lines.
So you're coming, Mr. Yo-Yo Ma, if we could have
I'm
you
Uruguay.
Play just... Again, that is so easy to listen to, but that seems like it must be hard to play.
It is unbelievably hard to play. I am...
exhausted?
I have nothing more to say. No, you can't actually get into it unless you're relaxed. As soon as I get muscularly tense, I lose time. So part of the challenge is just to kind of go with the flow.
Yo-Yo Ma, you played all kinds of music over these last few years from all parts of the world. What does Brazilian music give to you?
It gives me a profound sense of joy. It just makes me incredibly happy.
Which brings us back to the bossa nova we heard at the beginning of this conversation. It's titled, No More Blues. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma's new CD is titled Obrigado, Brazil, in English, that is, Thank You, Brazil. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR, Los Angeles.
Pictures of this session are at npr.org. And if you want to dance to a different tune, there's a bonus recording of a tango.